This episode of America's 401k Show originally aired March 2nd, 2019.
Coming up on America's 401k Show, we'll talk about switching gears from acquisition to distribution when it comes to retirement. We'll also test your annuity acuity. That and more on America's 401k Show.
The Financial Safari News Network is proud to present America's 401k Show. A place where your retirement questions are answered, solutions are offered, and tough stuff explained. You'll get the latest news on 401ks and IRAs, as well as interviews with financial experts to help you earn more for retirement. Now, let's join our Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, on America's 401k Show.
Hey, welcome into America's 401k Show. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and we, of course, are joined in studio by Chris Breathauer and America's wealth, financial, and income coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Hey, guys, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. How are you?
Never better.
It's always a good day in the studio, isn't it?
Absolutely. Doesn't get any better.
You know, I was revising the book I wrote a couple years ago, and we're going to have this revision done in a couple months, but it's, or maybe it'll be printed. You never know with printers, right?
You never know.
But
exactly.
It's the Little Green Book of Life, and it's not that little of a book. It's about 100-some pages here, but it's all about you interactively entering in everything that's going on in your life and everything that you want your family to know about if you're not here anymore. How important is that, Chris?
And
Steve. I mean, it's basically, we never... I guess we take for granted that we're never going to die or things aren't going to change.
It's hard to think about sometimes, but but I'll tell you what, you gave me that book right after I started. It's in my safe.
Yep. Well, and
I filled it out. It's in my safe. Yeah.
I haven't done it yet. That's what most people say. I'll get to it tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It's not this passing away. It's mentally slipping or forgetting things. Maybe it'll be a book for you to help remind you where things are.
Well, sometimes we all need that, don't we?
Because I talked to one guy the other day. He was a really nice couple, and he said, well, I really don't care about my kids knowing where my stuff is. It's not for your kids. It's for you.
Well, you know, Coach, that's what I really appreciated about that book. It took into account the things that, you know, everybody knows about assets and all that, but it took into account the physical things in my house that I didn't even think of my wife needing to know if something happened to me.
Yeah, instead of just getting a blank yellow pad out and writing down stuff you want to have happen, this basically cues you up on what you should be thinking about and where things are and things you maybe not even thought about looking up account numbers or life insurance policies. Steve, big one, because when you pass away, the life insurance companies aren't going to try to contact you saying, I heard Steve died. No, it's going to be up to your spouse to contact them and say, hey, Steve had a policy, and I know it was this amount, and I know I'm the beneficiary. Give me my money.
Yeah, of course.
And so, and here's what happens for years. If you pass away and years go by and no one's claimed that money, the life insurance companies are required by law to send that money to the state in the unclaimed funds division.
Sure.
And folks, you should check every single year with the state unclaimed fund division and see if there's any money out there that you might not even known about.
Right. Yeah.
I found some money from Boston Beer Company that I bought stock back when I was in college. 33 shares. I paid $15 a share, which is not much money. It was under $500 bucks. But I got $5,000 check because they couldn't find me. I forgot to update them where I was. So I had dividend checks because they started paying dividends. And now that stock is worth like $200 a share. So not a bad investment, Steve.
Not a bad investment at all.
And I invested in something I believe in, which was beer.
Beer, of course. Well, I can get behind that.
I feel like Homer Simpson over here.
I was going to say, I checked the website and I got a whopping $4 waiting
for me. Well, you got something, right?
Yeah.
You know, what you don't want to do is check there and say, hey, Chris, we've got a bill for you.
Oh, no. That's
so
never good.
We'll tell you later on the show how to get a copy this Little Green Book of Life. I advise everyone gets one. I've entered all the stuff in, and you can change it too. If you're one of the listeners who's got one years ago and maybe want to make some changes and don't want to make it look real sloppy and want to rewrite it, give us a call. You can get another copy.
Well, I mean, again, I know one of the things that you updated in there was social media and your social media accounts.
Yep.
It's almost unnerving when I see it's my friend Bill's birthday. Well, he's been dead for 7 years.
I know. Look at that. if no one knows his passcode, how's he going to get in there? Because if you try to contact the social media company like Facebook, they're going to say, well, prove it's you. Well, I can't prove it's me. I'm dead.
Exactly.
Or he's dead, right? So be careful. So we'll tell you how to get a copy of that later on. But I think it's important. Steve, you got a couple really neat things to talk about today.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, one of the things that you do at Capital Financial, you and the team, is help with that transition from that acquisition and saving mode into distribution.
Yeah.
That's your sweet spot. And so that's what I thought we should talk a little bit about today, that shifting your mind from save to, okay, I have to spend. Yeah. That's sometimes difficult for people to grab onto.
Well, we get in that storage mode, and then we turn into hoarders, and then we never empty things out, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that show, Hoarders, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
The other day. I was trapped in a hotel in Rome, in New York. I had some free time, so I watched the episode of Hoarders.
Yep.
And the lady had like 20-some cats, and she got to the point where the house got so crowded with stuff, she couldn't empty the litter boxes anymore. And you know what happens after that.
It wasn't good.
Oof. But so when we hoard our money, which is not bad, I mean, it's great to grow money and put it away. That's hoarding money. But you have to have a distribution policy or philosophy. How are you going to spend that money? And do you have enough money to spend? And that's the main dilemma that people have. They're afraid to spend money because they don't want to run out of money. But if done properly, you can have an income plan designed that is perpetual. It never goes away. It will give you lifetime income. And again, it's consistent, persistent, and reliable income you don't have to worry about. And the three main words when we look at a true income plan, turning a financial plan into a retirement plan. And folks, if you have a 401k, 403b, a TSP, thrift savings plan with the government, you have a financial plan. You've got a lump sum plan, but you don't have a retirement plan a lot of times. That translating what that lump sum will give you as far as what we call that financial fill-up, a yearly check for the rest of our lives. And the three main words to see if you really do have a true income plan, you must have growth of your money when you're not using it. You must have that money protected from the ups and the downs of the market, protected from fees, expenses, commissions. Make sure you're with a true fiduciary, someone who's not reaching in and taking money out of your money every single quarter. And then anytime you choose in the future, you need to be able to flip that switch and get that lifetime income. Every single year, a check comes to you. Instead of you having to worry about what's going on, you have that check. That check should increase down the road in a bucketing strategy. Again, these are terms we're using, but we map it all out really easy to understand when we meet with folks. Bucketing strategy takes the money you have put aside for retirement and dedicates a certain portion of it to immediate income when you need it for retirement, when you're ready to decide to retire, but also isolates some of the other money from risk, expenses, commissions, and keeps that money growing. So in the future, after you already start getting checks, you can then flip an additional switch and get another check, which will help compound your income, Steve. And this will make up for any of the taxation increases we're going to see, and also make up for something big, the big enemy, inflation.
Of course.
And we don't even think about inflation, but it was funny. The other day, 3 days ago, I filled my car up with gas. Gas was pretty cheap. And then I just rode by the same gas pump today. 3 days later, Sheetz Company, 36 cents more a gallon.
Oh, my gosh.
OPEC plays tricks every now and then. Evidently, they cut production. That happened. So look at that. Look at how fast expenses went up in my life. Mm-hmm. But, you know, luckily I had an emergency account called a credit card. But so it's about having an income plan. And if you would like to get your very own lifetime income plan, looking at your lump sum plan you have right now, which I call a lump sum time bomb, and what you don't want to have happen in the future is taking money out of that lump sum and then realize you ran out. The Price is Right. You watch that. Then the next contestant comes and it starts over again. In your lifetime, if you run out of money, there might not be any way to get the money back. But I'll also give you a copy of that little green book of life if you call right now. But the most important thing when you come in, we'll educate you on what a true income plan is. We'll look at where your money is now, and we'll show you the proper design to make sure you have that lifetime income plan that gives you growth, protection, and income for the rest of your life.
That sounds great, Coach. 888-456-7577. That's the number to call. 888-456-7577. Or just text RETIRE to 21,000.
I've got a report here. Will you have enough income in retirement? This ties
right in
what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And we'll give you that as well. But conventional wisdom says you should plan to generate 80% of your working income in retirement. That's what conventional wisdom says.
Sure.
You know what Coach Pete says? You need about 150 times your income in retirement because every day is a Saturday. And if you're not working, you're spending money. Come on, I know that happens. It happens to everybody. Even if you're at work, you're on Amazon, you're spending money.
Spending money.
Well, the truth is there really isn't a specific number. And so some people say you need 80% of your working income in retirement. Then Coach Pete says 150%. It's whatever makes your boat tick. You know, whatever boat float. Clock tick, whatever it is. But it's about having the right number for you. That's why we do customized planning. You have to have a customized number looking at what you want to do in retirement and then extrapolating on how much that's going to cost as we go into the future, factoring in taxes, inflation, and maybe healthcare expenses, and making sure that you have an income that keeps you where you want to be instead of you having to sell your house and move out because you can't afford it anymore. Those kind of things. We see that happen a lot of times as well. And so you're always asking yourself, I do too, how much income are you going to need? Not only the day you retire, But 10 years into retirement, 30 years into retirement, what's going to change? What are you going to need? To me, I'd rather have more money than less money, because if you have more, you can always leave it to the next of kin. If you don't have enough money, then you become a burden on the next of kin, and they don't want to see you. You know, you go up to the door in retirement because you need a place to stay or a meal to eat, and you, to the son-in-law's house, and you see the curtains move when the doorbell rings, but the door never opens, right? You know that feeling, Chris, the curtain's moving?
Yeah, unfortunately, I know it all too well.
Yeah. So we've made it pretty simple. We've broken it down to six important questions that you have to ask yourself before retirement, or if you're in retirement now, let's ask now. It's never too late to get things on the right track.
Yeah.
And it's always a bad thing when a train derails, but then after you see the derailment on TV, you never hear about it again. But a couple weeks later, they bring these little cranes down the train track and they set the train back on the track and it's back on the track again. Yep. So we don't want a derailment to end our railway. We want it just to be a stop. And so if we're not sure about income, now's a good time to be sure. But how much money do you spend right now is the number one question. And then we look at what you're spending now, how much you're going to need in the future.
Yep.
How much will you be spending in retirement? How much is your spending going to change? In other words, do you dream of traveling? Or do you plan on moving out of state? Or what do you want to do? Do you have grandkids you want to fly in? So there's all these different things. We're going to cover the other two, well, the other four questions when we come back. But sure. I wanted to make sure before we left on this break that I gave out an offer to everyone listening, because this is important to get your very own lifetime income plan, your very own plan that you can believe in, your custom fit, tailor-made plan for you. So if you are one of the next 20 people who call right now, we're going to custom design an easy-to-understand financial and retirement review. It'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial or retirement plan. We do it all on one sheet. There's no obligation to all callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over a million, but as long as you have $200,000, we can get you on that right track, so to speak, okay? So we'll do a forensic fee analysis to identify those financial termites that are eating away your portfolio you don't even see, and folks, believe me, there's a lot of them out there, so if you think you don't have any, you may have some, so let's make sure you don't, and if you do, let's get rid of them. We'll also do a tax analysis to help you make sure you're doing the right thing on taxes, and you can turbocharge your income if you reduce your taxes. But most importantly, we're going to custom design a lifetime income plan for you and your family. So, Steve, the next 20 people get this, no cost or obligation. We've seen others charge over $1,000 for this, but there's no cost for this. You also get a copy of that little green book and my 7 baby steps to a ridiculously reliable retirement income, a bestseller on Amazon, $17.76 here. No cost if you come in to see us.
What a great opportunity, folks. Here it is. Come on in, sit down, and begin to put that retirement roadmap together. Maybe you're looking for a second opinion. Well, Coach Pete and the team can help translate for you a lot of complex financial world, and we know it can get complicated, and make it something that's very clear and easy to understand. It's just a chance for you to get a true practical retirement review. So the next 20 callers, 888-623-8858 is the number to call, and you're going to get that comprehensive retirement review that Coach just talked about, including the two books and all the extras, and it's going to be showing you where you are right now, yes, but most importantly, when you walk out, you'll have a roadmap, if you will, a guide to help get you where you need to be when it comes to retirement. So you've got nothing to lose. The next 20 callers right now, 888-623-8858. That's 888-623-8858, or you can simply text the word PLAN to 21000. That's PLAN to 21000.
Well, anytime we bring up annuities, there's two general reactions. Either I love them or I hate them, basically.
Exactly right.
So when we come back, we're going to test your annuity knowledge and see what they really can do or how bad they really are for you.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Welcome back in. This is a great show here, America's 401k show. And today I wanted to touch on some things we were talking about. But Steve, I wanted to talk about something I heard the other day, and we're going to get to, will we have enough in retirement, the six steps to make sure there. We're also going to talk about some annuity knowledge you may or may not have, or some of the misconceptions. There are some bad annuities. There are some good annuities. And just like anything in the financial world, there's good mutual fund, bad mutual funds, good ETFs, bad ETFs, bad brokers, good brokers. Bad I mean, brokers. All this kind of stuff. But
there's always that.
There was a guy that I listened to when I was little, and he was the best, and I'll really say that, the best radio guy I ever heard. And you knew him, too. We talked
about it
right before the show.
Yeah.
Tell everybody about this particular individual.
Well, Bruce Williams is his name, and he truly was the godfather of financial radio. In other words, it's funny because I didn't even know that you knew who it was, but I listened, just like you listened when I was a lot younger, and look where we are today. Well, you're certainly at the top of the heap, but I'm at least knowledgeable. But anyway, so see if you remember this voice.
delighted you're here. I'm Bruce Williams. Welcome. Welcome to my world. Welcome to Talk About.
It just takes you right back there, doesn't it?
I heard a little whisper, the whistle, though. See, that's when he had some dental work done, and that was towards the end of his career when his he couldn't quite talk the same kind of voice because he had the little, whatever that is. What do you call that, Chris? I don't get it.
A whistle?
Yeah,
a whistle.
That's right.
But he passed away just before his 87th birthday in Florida, and he was on the radio until 2013. He started back in 1981, you know, locally, and then went national in about 1987, and stayed there until 2013.
He called himself America's Answer Man.
Yeah, America's Answer Man.
And he was fun to listen to. My dad used to listen to him all the time. Therefore, I listened to him in the car.
Yeah,
he had no choice. If dad was in control of the radio, you listened to what he had on there. But that was AM radio days.
That was AM radio, and I was doing news on an AM radio station. That's when I heard him.
And you may be listening to us. Our show's national. You may hear us on AM radio right now. Congratulations. You're one of the few that's still listening to AM.
Exactly. Anyway, when I heard that, I was like, it takes you right back, those memories, huh?
That was a fun show to listen to because it was 3 hours, but by the time it was over, it felt like 15 minutes.
Well, it didn't matter it wasn't always finance either. It was whatever.
Somebody was pouring concrete, and they wanted to know how you pour concrete. I mean, he did everything, buying a car, buying a financial product, everything.
But the fallback response was always, get a lawyer, partner.
Yeah, protecting himself, and then sprung up the cottage industry, handle of the law.
Yeah.
Who's another fun guy to listen
to, another fun guy. I know exactly who you mean.
Really fun. He's like a comedic lawyer, which I like that kind of stuff. Sort of like People's Court used to be fun, right?
Right.
And, matter of fact, I was trapped in a hotel again one day, and People's Court was on. You know, it's funny when you watch these shows like that, People's Court, Judge Judy, and all the other shows like that, every other commercial is for an attorney.
Always.
Because they're usually during the day, and they figure, well, if you're home during the day, you must need an attorney.
Exactly.
Have you been fired wrongly? Well, call me. Or you've been taking the wrong drugs? Call me. You sniff something you shouldn't have? Well, call me. But Judge Wapner's show, the People's Court, now it's not Judge Wapner anymore. But the Doug Llewellyn is still there.
Good gracious.
He was interviewing people at the end, right?
Yeah,
and gosh, he doesn't look too good, though.
Have you seen him lately? He's got to be in at least his mid-70s, doesn't he?
At least. And, you know, he's proof that as you get older, most things stop growing. As a matter of fact, we shrink in height.
Uh-huh.
But your nose and your ears continue to grow, they say. And Doug Llewellyn proves that.
Living proof.
You look at his ears. Funny. Gosh, his ears are huge now. So I don't remember what they used to look like. Maybe he had hair covering them.
Look like now.
Yes. All right. Now that's Bruce Williams, really good guy.
Yeah,
and I don't think he ever retired, but most people listening, Steve, probably want to retire someday or retire on their terms. So I think probably Bruce was relaxing. You said he moved from New York to Florida. So he was enjoying his retirement, I'm sure, or semi-retirement with a microphone in front of him.
Exactly. Well, I think he always worked. I mean, those last years he worked out of his house.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, by the way, Doug Llewellyn is 80.
80.
Oh,
okay.
Look at that.
Yeah. So he's getting up there. But we were talking about, when we reach retirement, we're talking about this earlier in the show. Will I have enough money? Retirement. That's the biggest dilemma people ask themselves. I basically based that whole concept on my book, The 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income, saying, what am I supposed to do? Here's 7 steps to make sure you're in the right direction. The number one thing, the biggest mistake I always see, is people don't address retirement until it's too late.
Yeah.
Another one, you don't save for retirement fast enough. And if you're listening to this show, it's called America's 401k Show. Saving your 401k, 403b, on your own, IRAs, TSPs, thrift savings plan, or make sure that you know what's going on with your lump sum inside those plans if you have been saving. And most people haven't addressed that next step. It's like the relay race. Usually four guys pass, girls pass batons, and the last one is a sprinter, and they go. But it's like before you can pass it to the last person, the person who has it the third baton never shows up to hand it off, right? So that means we've never got an income plan. So the person with the baton thinks they're a majorette, and they're twirling it all over the place, and they're not running. And so if you're with a little twirling plan, that's when you have these lump sums, so you got a majorette plan.
Yep.
And you don't need a majorette plan when you're reaching retirement. Yep. You need an income plan where you're going around the track over and over again and not tossing the baton all over the place. And so how do you do that? That's the main question. Now, how do you know you're not going to get taken advantage of? That's what a lot of people are scared of. If you have that lump sum, though, it's in danger of something bad happening to it. That's why we call it a lump sum time bomb, because if it's all tied to the stock market and the market has a tumble, there goes your retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you've taken it out of the stock market and put it in a bank account, well, now you're losing money safely. Now, the bank money's safe, but it's not keeping up with the inflation rate of 3%. Maybe if you're getting 1% in a CD. So now you're losing your retirement safely.
Yeah, unfortunately,
yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to do all that lump sum, but you take a portion of the lump sum and you get yourself your own personal pension called a lifetime income plan. We call it financial fill-up. Simple to do. It's a tax-free exchange where you roll the money or transfer the money from your IRA or your 401k into your income plan. You don't have to start taking income right away. That money can continue to grow when you don't need it. But the good thing is now it's growing protected. If you watch football, the quarterbacks that are protected are the ones with the good offensive linemen mm-hmm. around them. The ones that are always getting sacked are ones where the offensive linemen either don't like the quarterback or can't block the big guys coming at them.
Exactly.
So we want to make sure that we are always protected. We call it the advance and protect income strategy. So your money is always advancing, and then when it goes forward, a big stake goes in the ground. It's not going backwards.
Good.
Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter how big the waves come that are in a bad direction. It's not going backwards. And then the next year, pull the stake out of the ground. Move forward, back in the ground again. And so it's a simple process, but it's overlooked because a lot of people love the excitement of being up 30% in the market and then wondering if they're going to go back down. Yeah. That's why Vegas makes so much money, the excitement level.
Oh, yeah.
Your retirement income, your retirement accounts is nothing to gamble with, and there's nothing exciting about losing money. And so I'm excited when we get people out of the loss stream, the rapids of the loss.
Rapids, I like it.
I watch the show on TV where the guys are always looking for gold, and they're in the river mm-hmm. in the Alaska mountains right mm-hmm. now. And so they keep digging a hole to looking for the gold in the water. And by the time they go back down the next day, the holes fill back up again.
Yep.
We don't need that. I mean, we want to make sure we're always going forward and always advancing and always perpetually going towards that retirement income and having that income increase in the future, because we've already talked about this on the show. Things get more expensive.
Yep, always. Yep.
All right. So we need to make sure we know what we're spending money on right now. We need to see how we're changing, or our spending is going to change in retirement. And then we need to see what kind of family issues affect your spending. Well, you have maybe a son or daughter or grandson has moved back in with you. Well, now some of the money has to be devoted to them. If you have healthcare issues in the family, if you have a lot of grandkids and you want to fly them in, well, that's going to cost money. So we need to build that in to our retirement income goal sheet, and then we make those goals reality.
Sure.
So if you don't, it's fun to have goals, but if you don't do anything with the goals, they're dreams. So if we can take some action steps to make those goals reality, then that's really good. There was a station on TV, it was True TV, I think, it said it's not reality, it's actuality, whatever that meant.
Yeah.
So it's either true or false. So number four on this list of six, though, of things we need to do to make sure we have enough income in retirement is, will your taxes be higher or lower in retirement? Now, most people, Steve, the conventional wisdom is, when I get a retirement, my taxes are going to be lower.
Sure, of course, that's the thought.
But it's not true all the time.
Nope.
So when we get to retirement, we need to ensure and make sure that we have a tax plan that's looking forward in the tax code and in the financial world to protect your behind from the tax man. It's a lot easier said than done, but a lot of people are just covering their eyes and saying, hey, my broker said I'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement. Well, you may be, but you may be in the lowest tax bracket the government offers in 10 or 20 years from now, but maybe that low bracket is higher than the highest one today. How do we know? And so if all your accounts are still taxable, if you have tax time bomb accounts, which are the 401ks, the IRAs, where we have never paid tax on that money. So now we need to pay tax on the money we put away, plus all the growth when we take it out in retirement. It's an ingenious plan the government's concocted to make us think we're getting a benefit by putting money into a fully taxable account, and all the growth is going to be taxable when we take the money out, too. Mm-hmm. That's a 401k.
Sure.
403b, TSB. But it's better than not doing anything.
It is.
Well,
so
yeah,
then having
course.
A tax plan and utilizing the Roth IRA and also some specialized devices out there that can minimize taxes and get you income when you need it is vital. So, Steve, I think that everyone needs an income plan. You can give them the number out to get one.
Sure. 888-623-8858 or text PLAN to 21,000.
And, folks, I think it's very important that you participate in what we call our strategic development process for retirement. And if you're one of the next 20 people who call, we'll do it for you at no cost or obligation. We review your tax returns to uncover those long-term tax issues like exist in your IRAs, capital gains taxes, and even Social Security taxes. We'll also work with you to establish your retirement income goal. That's money needed to cover the cost of enjoying your lifestyle. All the things we've been talking about today on the show.
Sure.
And then thirdly, we're going to analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and calculate the risk exposure level. Number one, we're going to identify those financial termites, risks, fees, and commissions. But we're also going to look at the risk you're taking right now and show you what would happen in a great market environment because you're taking this risk. But more importantly, Steve, what's overlooked is what would happen if the market went the wrong way based on how you are allocated now in the market. What would it mean to you in your future? Not just your money, but what would it do to your future if the market went down 30 or 40%? It would affect you a lot more than you think a lot of times. And then we're also going to put together for you your very own lifetime income plan that utilizes special strategies, science and math, over all the speculation that exists out there in the market. We call it the total retirement plan. We've seen others offer this for over $1,000, but if you call right now, there's no cost or obligation. You also get a three-book set of three of the best books I've written when you call right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Here it is, a great opportunity to come on in, sit down, and put together that financial roadmap, that retirement roadmap. Let Coach Pete and the team translate for you a lot of complex world, whether it's Social Security claiming or forensic fee analysis, whatever it might be, they can translate it for you and make it something clear and easy to understand. It's really a chance to get a true practical retirement review. So give us a call. Love to hear from you today. 888-623-8858. That's 888-623-8858. The next 20 callers are going to get that comprehensive retirement review the coach just talked about, plus the three of his best-selling books, that and so much more. You're going to get that retirement review. And you're going to leave with something we like to call a roadmap. Maybe a GPS is a better way to say it. Turn-by-turn directions to help you get where you need to be when it comes to retirement. The next 20 callers, 888-623-8858. That's 888-623-8858. Or just text PLAN to 21,000. That's PLAN to 21,000.
Yeah, yeah, very, very important that people get their own plan. I mean, it's so vital these days, Steve. I know we're busy every single day. I know you're listening right now saying, gosh, we'll call Coach next time. Call right now, and I'll sweeten the offer for you. I'll give you this booklet that we put together. And the name of the booklet is Will You Have Enough Income in Retirement? It's the interactive booklet along with all the other goodies. So, Steve, get that number out one more time, and folks, we'll see you in a minute.
888-623-8858 or text PLAN to 21,000.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
And we're back on America's 401k Show. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. Of course, with me, Coach Pete DeRuta and Thomas Lipscomb and Chris Breathauer, all here. Coach is doing a little research for the show today, and I came up with a story that posed the question, what is the most popular financial goal? Now, I mean, you think saving in my 401k or, more for retirement. But you know what the number one answer was?
Vacation.
Oh.
You know why I know? Because I got it right in front of me, Steve.
I know, but that's not always the best choice, Coach. I mean, as much as I'd like to go on vacation, I know that's probably not going to happen for me this year.
Well, if we're retired and we want to go on vacations, what do we need every year?
A paycheck.
We need a financial fill-up, we call it, right? We need to have more money coming in. And so we design plans and we build in, we call it the fun box. And so every year for our clients, we dedicate a certain amount of money that comes in into the box of fun. And basically you use that money to either, like you're doing, ship your grandkids in.
Yep.
You like the way I said ship the grandkids, fly them in. Or go on vacations, right? I mean, those are the two fun things. Or whatever, go to flea market, whatever you like to do. Some people like to go to yard sales every Saturday and see what kind of bargains they can buy.
Oh, yeah.
Then they end up on the show called Hoarders.
Ouch.
So vacation that's a great goal, isn't it? That's
why
we work hard all our life, because we want to go on vacation. Thomas, I know what you want to do. You want to travel around the world, I think, when you retire.
Absolutely do. We'd love to. And I know it's a big goal to conquer, but we've talked about it every week on the show. You make those plans, you learn how to do it, and try to accomplish what you can.
Well, every now and then these studies will appear, or these surveys where they recommend when people retire, and instead of going to a nursing home, they go on a cruise ship.
Every single week
of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's great health care, great food.
Yeah.
Great destinations. And I don't know about that, but I mean, that's what, that's cheaper than a nursing home a lot of times.
Yeah. Wow.
Nursing homes are not cheap. So we also have to plan for what could happen if we can't go on vacation, right? So that's a part of the plan.
Yep.
And no one wants to talk about that. And we have a lot of procrastination that envelopes us when we start thinking about that. And then we put things off. And we don't do things like we should.
Yeah.
And so we see it here in our studio. And when people call in and they want to see us in the next couple of weeks, and like the day before or the day of, they'll email saying something came up. Something's always going to come up in your life.
Of course it is.
And if you're going to the doctor, do you put that off? No.
Well,
we are basically financial physicians here. We're going to make sure to, number one, tell you if everything's fine or not. And number two, if not, we're going to diagnose what we can do to fix you. All right. And so most of our job as financial planners is spent reassuring the worried well.
Well,
think about that.
So
putting it off because you're afraid of what might happen or don't understand is the worst thing you can do, because we can help. First, we educate.
Right.
I come from an educational background. My dad's a college professor, mom was a school teacher. So I educate first. That's what we do. We educate. And if during the education we see some things that could be changed, we recommend that. It's a financial prescription, we call it. And it's always, and we're in a free country still, luckily.
Yes.
it's always up to you if you want to take our advice or not.
Well, and you're not being judgmental. Important. I think that's important too, right?
Yeah, it
as,
really
as
is.
Easy as it, as easy as it might be to be judgmental, you're not.
Yeah, well, no, we're not. No, we just basically, here's what you have. Here's what I would recommend. If I were you, yeah. Most of the strategies I recommend, I've already done myself. So
there
it's not
go.
Like I've
yeah.
tried them and they're working. So, yeah. You know, people call saying, well, I got a statement that says this. And I said, yeah, I got the same statement last week. And here's what I did. But it's good to have a planner that's
right.
in the same boat with you, right?
Of course.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, we basically, if you do well, we do well. Or, you know, if you don't
well,
do well, we don't do well either.
That's the whole benefit of a fiduciary. Because
yeah.
You don't do well unless I do
I know. And that's the most important thing. And there's so many other people that say, hey, that looks dangerous. You go first. Talking about your plan. And
sure.
then the advisor goes the other way.
Ooh.
So we need to be very careful on that. So
yeah.
Vacation is
number one.
Yep.
That beat out paying off credit card debt. That was second.
Are you serious?
Yes. The funny thing is, the vacation built up more credit card debt.
I was about to say.
Of course. And then improve my credit score was number three.
Yeah, I don't know how important that is.
So we're going to do that, saving up for vacation.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, they talk about this debt snowball. And again, if your debt's going up and it's rolling down, that's
yeah.
not good. That's not good.
No, that's yellow snow right there.
Well, a lot of it. Yeah. In this survey, it said that women were slightly more sensible than men when it came to that.
Came to what?
Came to deciding whether or not vacation was a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different, too. So
sure,
I hate these surveys because I've never been surveyed.
Neither have I. Neither have I.
And maybe it's because I don't answer the phone, but I mean, that's a different story right there.
Well, again, if you asked, if they surveyed my wife and me,
yep.
My wife would be just the opposite. She wants vacation right now.
So that's a financial tug of war you got
yeah,
going on there.
It is.
And
yeah.
So who wins in that? Nobody.
Nobody.
And then no matter who wins, the other one's not happy about it. You know, you're riding down the road to go pay some credit cards off because you won the battle. And you look over in the passenger seat, your wife's sitting there with her arms crossed, looking out the other side of the window, looking at her fingernails. You,
right.
You're in trouble, Steve.
I'm supposed to be in trouble.
You are in trouble. Yeah, she's sizing up. Well, can I stab Steve with this fingernail or that fingernail?
She
really wanted to go to Bahamas.
Yeah. Maybe next year.
Yeah. So it's just, I mean, and again, there's nothing wrong with taking a vacation, but maybe instead of taking a 2-week vacation, take a 5-day vacation.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My wife often jokes that about 3 days into vacation, I'm ready to come home anyway.
Yeah.
So mini vacations or staycations. Have fun at home. Go out to eat. Cater some food in. Do things like that.
There
I
you
mean,
go.
You
about
don't
it,
have
yeah.
to. You know, it's not that much fun, by the way, going to the airport.
No, it's not.
It's never fun.
That's the first part and the last part of the vacation, by the way.
The whole
getting
customs
to the airport.
Thing is a pain.
Oh, yeah. Coming back, going there. You know, on the way there, it doesn't seem as bad because you're all happy about the vacation. On the way back, it's just horrible.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you go through Miami, by the way.
Ooh, yeah.
Coming out, coming back from a country.
Yeah.
The customs is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
So, again, planning it properly. Very important.
Sure.
And seeing if you can afford it. Don't put things on credit cards unless you have a really good credit card or a really good mm-hmm. plan to pay the credit card off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my daughter, who's 12, I'm going to get her a prepaid debit card that has like $50 on it.
Oh,
that's a
nice.
Good idea.
Yeah.
And so she can't charge more than $50, but I'll make her pay it off. She'll have to do work at home, and I'll pay it off for
sure.
her.
So there you go. Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. And so a lot of people, we forgot about those prepaid debit cards.
Yeah.
Not the debit card connected to your bank account, by the way. The worst thing you could do is let your,
ooh,
your
yeah.
kid
yeah.
have it connected to your bank account or co-sign on it. So don't co-sign it, but put $50 into their credit card. You just send a check to the credit card company,
yeah.
and then you pay the bill off, each just like a regular credit card, so your debit balance stays at – you still have $50 in the account, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
$50 is collateral, or you put more in it. But, I mean, I'd do probably $50, maybe $100. But it's something good for them to get their arms around. And make sure that they understand why when they spend money, it's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love the idea of the debit card, too, because they have to track those line items. And quite frankly, it gives them the opportunity to modernize and maybe purchase something from iTunes or an app store or something like that.
Maybe it's just me because I'm getting grouchy as I get older because I'm 51 now. But I remember when we were little, my grandparents, this is little, meaning like 8 years old, little Coach Pete days. But my grandparents would give us a $5 gift certificate booklet from McDonald's.
Oh, I remember those. Yeah.
Now, I had two little brothers, and we would all take mom. And mom would take say, let's go to McDonald's. So
totally.
We'd all, she'd say, take one of your coupons out. So we'd all tear $1 out of our booklets.
Yes.
Go to McDonald's, and we'd leave with a full belly and an ice cream cone.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And then the minute fast food restaurants started accepting credit cards, what happened to the prices there?
Went up.
They jumped.
Didn't they just go up, or they went up like crazy, didn't
they? Went
up
like crazy,
crazy.
Sure.
Go
yes.
back, Google McDonald menu from 70s and see like hamburger at 25 cents or 20 cents like that.
Right,
but as soon as they started taking credit cards and they invented the value meal, which is not much of a value when you think about
value.
It.
Nope.
You didn't make most of that money on the soft drinks, by the way.
Yeah.
There's nothing. It's sugar water, we used to call it. But just think about how expensive things have got because they take credit cards because people don't realize how much they're paying. If you actually want to know how bad it feels,
pay cash.
Yep, that's very true. Yeah. And just pulling up a quick statistic, pulled up a little picture of a McDonald's menu from 1970. You could get a Big Mac for 65 cents.
Wow. What about a filet? What about filet of fish?
Filet fish. I love those. 48 cents for a filet of fish. Now I think they're $3 or $4. Crazy.
Yeah. Give me three of those.
There you go. $12 right there.
Actually, I'm kind of glad they've raised the prices because it kept me from losing.
It keeps you away from it. Yeah.
It's like that's the McDonald's diet. Just keep raising the prices.
There you go.
But here's what we want to do. We want to make sure that everything's getting more expensive, except for this, folks. This is no cost or obligation for you. It's a true strategic development process that we offer you as a listener of the show. And this process we're going to go through includes 14 different parts behind the scenes. So it's about a $999 value, but you get it at no cost or obligation if you're one of the next 20 callers who call right now. What we do in this analysis is we review your tax returns to uncover long-term tax issues that exist in your IRAs, capital gains, and Social Security taxes. And we look at, does it make sense or how does it make sense to take your current IRAs and convert it to Roth tax-free? We'll show you that, and we'll put it all in writing. We'll establish your retirement income goal as well. That's money you're going to need to cover your costs of enjoying your lifestyle in retirement. Not what everybody else is doing, but what you really need. This is very important. This is called customization. We run a financial MRI, too, to expose hidden fees, expenses. And we also do a financial X-ray, but the MRI is better because we really see things that you don't see with an MRI. If you go to the doctor, you get x-rays first. What do you get next?
MRIs. Yep.
So we also analyze your current investments to establish the real cost and fees and the calculated risk exposure level. So based on the risk you're taking right now, if we had a bad market environment, which history says we will eventually, how would it affect your portfolio? Could your portfolio sustain this kind of attack on it right around retirement? Everything's fine when you're going down the road until you run out of gas when you need the car the most. And so we don't need your portfolio being attacked right when it's time for retirement. When you're in that financial red zone, which is age 52 or above, you need to minimize, tame down risks, still get good returns, but make sure you can't lose too much of your retirement money right before you retire. And we'll also determine the percentage of assets needed to protect your future income needs. That's called an income plan, considering taxes and inflation also. You know, it's one thing to put a plan together, but it's another thing to show you what it would really be worth to you because of taxes and inflation. Things are getting more expensive, so let's make sure you have more money to spend and pay taxes in the future.
Yeah.
So all that's in our strategic development process. If you're one of the next 20 callers, it's a $999 value. You get it at no cost or obligation.
Folks, finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees that common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. So to sit down and get that retirement roadmap put together, Coach Pete and the team will sit down with you personally, translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions. To take advantage of this excellent chance to get that true, practical retirement review, the number to call, 888-623-8858. Again, that's 888-623-8858. You can also text the word PLAN to 21000. And as Coach was saying, the next 20 callers will go through that strategic development process, receiving a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now. But even more important than that, we're going to outline, give you that roadmap to get you where you need to be, that true one-page financial plan so you actually understand what's going on inside your retirement. 20 chances to win right now, folks. The number to call again, 888-623-8858. Again, that's 888-623-8858. Again, you can text the word PLAN to 21000, or as always, visit us online at americas401kshow.com.
When we come back, we're going to take a look at smart money moves that will help you get richer. We've got specific things you can do this month and next when we come back on America's 401k Show.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Back. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, America's 401k Show, and of course, the star of the show, as always, Coach Pete DeRuta. Thomas here, Chris here, and we are talking how to get more money in our pocket. Isn't that always the goal?
That's
Coach?
The goal.
Yes, it is.
Yes. It's always a good goal.
And so, automate savings. And again, that's something you can do any month of the year. Automate your savings with the 401k or an IRA or whatever retirement vehicle you're using.
You know, the biggest enemy of automated savings is procrastination. You know, I want to do it, but I'll do it tomorrow, or things appear on your to-do list that are more important in your mind than saving for retirement.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Your future self doesn't think so.
No.
You know, you speed up. How many times have you woke up or gone down the road or whatever, just hits you and you say, I wish I would have.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Countless.
Or if I could. quote, if I could,
if I could. Yeah,
if I could go back to high school, know what I know today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go back to high school. But you think about it, right? Because we remember the good, we forget the bad. Yeah, it happens a lot of times. Of that's why a lot of people rekindle relationships these days on Facebook. With a whole high school girlfriend or something like a boyfriend or whatever. And then then because all you do is remember the good things. Then you start remembering why you didn't end up together to begin with. Yeah, so you get out of a stock where you leave a planner and then you start remembering all the good things about the planner, but you forgot how they weren't telling you about things or they were feeding you to death, that kind of thing. So you stick with your decisions and you go forward. And automated savings is very important because once you start putting money in, you realize it doesn't hurt as bad.
There you go.
And then it's fun to get those statements showing your balance growth.
Yeah.
401k, you're putting money in, pre-tax, whatever. It's the automated savings vehicle they've got in there, or the basically automatic enrollment.
Yep.
But you're not gonna have a good retirement if you just leave it at the minimum amount. You got to increase it, and that's important because getting comfortable and then increasing. Years ago, Dad took me to, it wasn't the Panama Canal, some canal in Canada. Somewhere. I don't know where it was, but I remember we were on a boat and we had to wait until we went a little bit, and then we waited till the water filled up and then we went a little more. We were in locks.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, locks, sure. Yeah.
And so the boat had to get adjusted before it could go forward. Mm-hmm. And once it did, it went forward comfortably.
Yeah.
Same thing with your savings. Do a little bit. Get filled up, get comfortable, go forward again. So it's just like the Panama Canal is like that, and a bunch of canals like that.
Yeah.
Basically, you're going uphill in a boat.
There you go. Yeah.
And that's what you can do with your financial situation. You can go uphill with your savings. You can save more and more by getting comfortable with it, Thomas.
It's true. And even pushing the analogy, my grandfather used to live in a neighborhood with a lock system, and inside the neighborhood was fresh water. Outside the neighborhood was salt water, so they actually had the lock system in place to prevent the salt from mixing with the fresh, protect the fish and all that type of stuff. Very interesting. You could look at that heading from your normal, typical budget routine into retirement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you watch these outer space movies, and the astronauts go from the spaceship inside the cockpit into this room. And once they're in the room, they put the spacesuit on, and then they press a button, and in comes the bad, like the outside air, outer space stuff.
Yeah.
And then when they come back into the rocket ship, they go into that, what do they call that? Like a mud room.
Yeah,
it's a mud room on a spaceship.
An airlock. Yeah.
Is it really? Okay. Yeah.
You know what a mud room is, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Oh, absolutely. Yes, of course. Grew up in Georgia.
Well, grannies used to love mud rooms. And if you came inside without going in the mud room and changing your shoes, you realize real quick you shouldn't do that.
No doubt.
So we need to make sure, again, steps, baby steps, getting familiar. I wrote the book, Seven Financial Baby Steps, for a reason, because it's about taking the little steps to get to big places, Steve.
So those automated.
So that's important.
This month, right? Yep. Automate your savings. Yep. Don't forget the match and all of that.
But you cheat yourself if you don't put money in. I mean, people need to realize that. You've got to put some money and get it start somewhere and then get familiar with it and then increase it.
Yeah.
Now, next month, it's called creating a spending plan, which I'm telling you, I don't think most people do. I mean, to look at that, to look at a budget and say, okay, this is what I've got, this is where it's going, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
Most people don't, but it's really important if you do.
Run your life like a business.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And most people don't, and they really need the chief financial officer to help them out. And that's what we do for families. We become the CFO of your family.
Yeah.
And not a mean one. Not like not one like you see on The Office either that doesn't know what he's doing. Finding out what you want to do and then being reasonable with your decisions going forward.
Yeah.
Not telling you have to do too much and not telling you shouldn't do too little. It basically putting guardrails in place.
There you go. Yeah.
Guiding you as we go in that journey, the financial journey. It's again, life is a journey. Not a destination.
Mm.
Once we get to the destination, it really doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I think you recommend to potential clients, put a budget together, do it for 30 days. Now, you don't care where every dime goes personally to them,
but
that's more for the client to say, oh my gosh, this is where my money is going. This is how I'm spending it. This is how I can save more. It's that part that you take and put to work for them.
I had somebody a long time ago, basically he hid every third going out to eat receipt. Because it was at lunchtime for him, and the wife was making him lunch.
Oh, seriously?
So he looked at me, and his little sweat was coming down his brow. I didn't say anything. It's like, that's not my place right there. And, you know, any police officer will tell you they don't want to respond to domestic argument cases, and I don't want to be in the middle of that. We are financial referees many times just to try to, you know, work the two sides out. Because there is a financial tug of war going on between what you want to do and what your spouse wants to do many times.
Yeah, that's
true. So get common ground, and I know I'm starting to sound like a politician now, right? Yeah. Common ground means they're not going to do anything.
There you go.
Kick the can down the road.
There is none.
But no, Steve, I think it's good to see. Why people or how people get in trouble is they think or they don't make a budget because they don't want to write everything down.
Right.
Well, if you take one credit card, if you have one credit card for the household and you put everything on the credit card, if you're going to, and again, don't overcharge because you're going to pay it off at the end of each month.
Yeah.
Then all your expenses are on there.
Yeah.
Yep.
One credit card. Now you've got a financial plan or you've got the spending plan.
Yeah.
And then based on that spending plan, we can build the financial plan.
Yeah.
Here's what you're spending. And then we average it over 12 months. So you may have a month where you're really just binging and you really say, like March. New Year's resolutions disappear.
Yep.
You say, heck with it, I'm going out to eat again.
So, yeah.
But we average them out over 12 months. Here's what your average monthly spending is. And the best thing is over a couple of years, we look at it. It's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
And you might have increased expenses. Okay, well, that's what we build emergency accounts for.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to be. It really should be your best friend when we put a spending plan together.
I love that, Coach. That's, yep. I'm going through that exact same thing with my budget right now, just making sure my 2018 is ready to go. And what you're saying is so true that it's less about getting the budget ready. It's more about the stress and the worry that's leaving me, knowing that I at least have a reasonable understanding of what's going on.
And this is not just for folks that are lower in income. This is for folks with millions of dollars. We see this too. So what I recommend most of the time is the wife gets her own credit card and the husband gets his own, and they share the information. That way you can see where the spending is.
There you go.
And it's not meant to get mad at each other. It's just meant to see what your true spending is.
Yeah, let's be real.
Yeah, because the worst thing to do is for the wife to, you open up a great present for your birthday and you find out your wife charged it on the credit card that you're both paying for anyway. You shouldn't have. No, really.
You shouldn't have.
Gold and silver. Silver and gold.
No, it's just, I mean, it's about, I don't know what UConn has to do with anything, but it's basically, it's time for UConn Cornelius
just
to come.
Just glad
in.
To be here.
Has to.
No, but it's just about putting, you know, being logical, Steve, and getting the right order. And we do this in our financial final four. And what we do, and again, I think we should offer this to as we leave for the week. For the next 25 callers who call in right now, we will put together for you your very own financial final four. Now, it's based on your financial situation, your shared goals. We examine all the various financial tools and options available in the financial arena today because we are fiduciaries. And based on our fiduciary review, we'll give you four choices that we think make the most sense for you. And we highlight the one that makes the best sense. And we put together a one-page financial plan for you based on that one that makes sense. But we don't say, hey, this is the only choice. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. We show you the four top choices that exist today, known to man, that make sense. Now, because there's everybody out there trying to push one thing or the other, let's show you what's really available out there. Let's show you what really fits what you're looking for. And let's disclose every single thing in these plans. And again, our fiduciary objectives are to put you ahead of the curve on this. Your needs have to be taken care of before anybody's. And that's the most important thing. And so we go through the tactical management aspects. You know, what could tactical management mean to you in the future? What could Roth conversion strategies mean for you? Which is, we've talked about that in the show. Could you have a systematic transfer of IRAs into life insurance accumulation products that could make sense? That's called a LIRP plan, L-I-R-P. A lot of people use these abbreviations. You don't know what it means. It's a life insurance retirement plan. Does it make sense? Well, we'll show it to you. Here's what it means. Annuity funded options. What would an annuity do? What would income strategies do for you? What would total management, what would a combination, a hybrid of having managed money, annuity money, life insurance money, and long-term care all together, what percentages should you have in each place? And what would happen if we had a market crash? What would happen if we don't have a market crash? All these go through our financial final four process. And we outline for you the plan that makes most sense, but we also give you the four runner-ups. Like when you watch an NCAA tournament, not just the champion, but all the four teams that get there, let's see what makes sense for you, and then you can make a logical and informed decision going forward. And if you're one of the next 25 callers, no cost or obligation. Our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but if you have at least $200,000, this offer is for you.
Finally, someone's offering retirees and pre-retirees the common sense and straight talk that we need instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. So folks, sit on down with us, get that retirement roadmap put together. Coach Pete and the team will translate that complex financial world into very clear instructions for you. So to take advantage of this excellent chance for you to get a true Practical Retirement Review, going through the financial final four. Give us a call at 888-623-8858 or text in the word plan to 21,000. As Coach said, the next 25 callers will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing you where you are now, which is vitally important. Even more important than that, though, we want to show you that roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you really do have nothing to lose. That number again, 888-623-8858. That's 888-623-8858. You can also text in the word plan to 21,000. Very popular option there, PLAN to 21,000. Or visit us online at America's 401k Show. Got some great video recaps on there. You can have access to our 401k survival guide. Lots of great content there.
And that's going to do it for this week's America's 401k Show. Don't forget, you can reach out to us at americas401kshow.com. And for Thomas, Chris, and of course, Coach Pete DeRuta, I'm Steve Siddall on America's 401k Show.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeRuta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.